I've had this idea, really, which I've been preaching for the last 5 years, that one of the things that's happening right now is we're seeing the evolution of the internet as a platform. And what that means is different things to different people. You know, we saw in the mid-90s, you know, with Netscape, they were, oh, we're going to make the web into a platform. We're going to outdo Microsoft at their own game. And I sometimes refer to that kind of platform strategy with a reference to Lord of the Rings as one ring to rule them all. Right? But there's another kind of platform that we see in open source particularly and in the internet itself. And that I sometimes refer to using David Weinberger's phrase, small pieces loosely joined. The original architecture of Unix, which is why it was such a fertile ground for open source, was that it was a communications-oriented system where they figured out a few simple rules for cooperating programs. And then lots and lots of people added pieces. So it was sort of the stone soup of operating systems, not one big company in control, really just, hey, here are the rules for cooperating. The internet was the same way. It was an outgrowth of that Unix culture, few simple rules. Tim Berners-Lee didn't have to ask anyone to add his program to the mix. You know, you just had to have cooperating servers and clients and rules for them to communicate.